Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2018 Reese Senior Bowl with the standout Penn receiver, Justin Watson. Justin, what's it like being down here, my man?
Yeah, it's just an honor. You know, it's another opportunity to come out here and compete, you know, showcase my abilities, and just another opportunity to come here and get better and learn from some of the best coaches. So, having a great time working with the Broncos staff and excited to go out to practice today.
For you, I mean, been playing Pop Warner Pee Wee?
Yeah, I've been playing since fourth grade. You know, played a little running back, quarterback, but I've been a receiver for the last 8 years and really fallen in love with it.
Were you always a little bit athletically better than the other kids growing up? I mean,
yeah.
Scoring a lot of touchdowns? I mean, was it basically Justin Watson left, Justin Watson right?
Definitely scored a lot growing up. But, yeah, just always trying to be a team guy. But, yeah, definitely found a way to get in the end zone from, you know, whatever position I've lined up at.
Nice. And the size? I mean, obviously you got great size for a receiver. I mean, was it always a little bit bigger, or did you kind of grow into that?
I think it was something I more so grew into. I was always a tall kid. But, yeah, definitely worked hard in the weight room to build up my body and thought of the suit of armor, as our strength coach already says.
Nice. So, going to Penn, great university as well. I mean, when does it kind of sink in that this football thing has a pulse, that maybe, you know, you have a shot at the NFL?
Yeah, I think coming out of the Ivy League, you know, because football and academics touch bounds, you really have to set your goals early and remember them often. So, I definitely set out, you know, after my freshman year and starting up my sophomore year, that I knew the NFL was my goal, and it obviously wasn't going to be easy coming out of the Ivy League and smaller conference, but I really worked hard with our strength coaches and receiver coach, and you know, to be here today.
Nice. What did you go to Penn to be, and did you graduate yet?
I'm majoring in finance. I'm still graduating, taking a couple of classes online, so
okay.
Gonna try to work them in through practice and everything else.
I know, that's a lot of work, ain't it?
Maybe pick it back up next week. You know?
People think it's just you hit the Senior Bowl, you just get the, you know, I don't know, put the pads on and just wait around, but it's a lot of work, huh?
Yeah, it's a busy day. You know, between meetings and meeting with NFL teams and interviews, you know, there's a lot more that goes into it than just practice, and especially while learning a new offensive system. So it's definitely a good testing point, you know, see if you can mentally handle the week, and, you know, gives you a little bit of a taste of an NFL-style week.
Awesome. I ask all the guys to come on the show. I mean, if we put you in the film room with some scouts, what are they going to love about you? What are those qualities to the receiver position where they're just going to fall in love with you?
Yeah, I think, you know, I have really strong hands and consistent, reliable hands. I can catch in traffic. You know, I'm a great route runner and really use my body and my size at the beginning of my routes and especially at the top of my route. And I think just the quality that all football players need to have is, you know, I'm a tough kid, you know, don't mind going across the middle, you know, love going in there and cracking down on linebackers in the run game. So, you know, definitely body, just, you know, trying to be a tough guy and excited to start running down on kickoff and getting involved in special teams.
Nice. Good answer there, too. I can't wait to do some special teams. Shout out to Justin for that one. Does anything go unnoticed? Because it's, you know, an opportunity to say, hey, you know, maybe our offense, we didn't do these things. I wish we would have thrown deeper. Or maybe you're a film room junkie. I mean, what do we need to know that we won't see on film?
Yeah, I mean, just I live and breathe this. You know, I think I'm trying to take every advantage I've had at Penn and every edge I can find and use it to my advantage, and, you know, really work hard with our trainers and our strength coaches and lift extra days of the week. And also, I'm a big diet fanatic, so, you know, strict on my diet and the timing of meals and everything, and just trying to give myself an edge any way possible.
Do you get comparisons? Is there anybody, family, friends, teammates, coaches, say, hey, Justin, when we watch the NFL, you kind of remind us of this guy or anything?
I get a lot of Jordy Nelson comparisons, and, you know, I think he's a guy that's similar to me. He's, you know, underrated with how athletic he is and really can run any route in the playbook, and also has terrific hands and a tough guy. So if I could, you know, embody him and have a similar career to him, that'd be unbelievable.
Be nice going to Green Bay and having that number 12 guy throw it to you, too.
Yeah, he can throw it a little bit.
He's pretty good, huh? He makes everybody good, but special. All those guys up there are. I asked this, too. I mean, for you, I mean, this, you're here. Obviously, you know, you've kind of seen a little bit of it, but you're going to practice in a few hours. I mean, is there anything that you really, really want to knock out of the ballpark? Or anything you want to show me? Was there any criticisms or critiques of you prior to this that you kind of got to prove or anything?
I just think, you know, coming out of the Ivy League, you know, just need to prove that I can play with these athletes and can play against big corners and guys that can run and just show that, you know, my athleticism will translate to this level. But, you know, I'm just trying to come out here and catch every ball that's thrown my way, you know the playbook and block my butt off in the run game.
See, I always thought there should just be a number with no names that you get to lift after, like the combine and the practices, because you get caught up in like, oh, 14's Tim Tebow, you know, oh, it's Tim Tebow, but
yeah,
you know, you're not going to watch 18 or, you know, vice versa. So I think it'd make it a more honest dive, but hey, that's never going to happen. Before we let you go, though, we do like to have some fun. We throw a couple off the wall questions your way. Ready with those?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, female celebrities. You can take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat. Who are you going to ask for lunch?
I'd say maybe Selena Gomez. Grew up watching her on Wizards of Waverly Place and fan of her music, so I think that'd be an interesting conversation.
Now, I scout too on the side. I scout for the CFL, and my scouting eye, when she was, my kids watched Barney, and like, you know, they were babies, and you know, there's this little 4-year-old girl on there, and I told my wife, I go, that little girl's gonna be somebody someday. And then lo and behold, she went on Waverly Place, and I go, man, I go, that girl looks familiar, and then we went back and looked, it was Selena.
You should be a talented agent, man.
I should be something. And then this one, your cleats, your spikes, your shoes, if you gotta have anything painted on there, any kind of idea or theme, or what you want to represent, what would you want sprayed on there?
You know, I'd love to, you know, just put South Bend, my high school, on one shoe and Penn on the other. You know, it's two places where we haven't sent a lot of NFL players, but, you know, both places where we play great football and do things the right way, and just, you know, really want to represent those two programs this week and throughout my career.
Awesome, and well said. And this is your show. Before we wrap things up, you want to give a big shout-out to anybody?
Yeah, I guess I always got to give a shout-out to my mom, so she'd be mad at me if I didn't. I love you, but, you know, Dad, too. I'm sure he'll be listening, so excited to make you guys proud this week.
Yeah, you know, I'm a dad, too, but it's just mom's mom. It just, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just inherited.
Absolutely.
I understand. Man, Justin, we appreciate your time today. Best of luck, and stay blessed this week.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.